Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. The EPA has put out an ecological risk assessment for the pyrethroid insecticide class. Every 15 years, the EPA is required by Congress to review all registered pesticides, and this will be the first time that pyrethroids receive a review. Bob Klein is the manager of the California Pistachio Research Board. He noted how useful pyrethroids are to growers.
The use of pyrethroids goes hand in hand with the use of soft chemicals like the growth regulators or some of the neonicotinoids or some of the other new chemistries we have. It guards against resistance development and those other chemicals as well. The inclusion of pyrethroids by the University of California and many other IPM manuals shows that pyrethroids are an important part of any IPM program. And IPM programs are the way that people control pests in their orchards.
More news after this.
Grapevines have amazing potential. And season after season, when those first shoots start to grow, that's one of the beautiful moments of farming. From first bloom, Luna fungicide protects grapes throughout the growing season, improving plant health for beautiful crops all the way to harvest, year after year. As a breakthrough systemic fungicide, Luna controls botrytis, powdery mildew, and other problematic diseases so grapes stay healthy from their first bud break to the moment they're ready for bottling. Make Luna a cornerstone of your fungicide program to consistently produce a high-quality grape harvest and more of it. Protect your grapes from shoot to shelf with Luna Fungicide from Bayer. Find out what Luna can do for you at lunafungicides.com/grapes. Always read and follow label directions.
Continuing the discussion on pyrethroids, we spoke with John Cummings. He is a Registration and Regulatory Affairs Manager at FMC. The diversified chemical company has been serving the needs of the agricultural community for more than a century. Cummings noted that each pest management tool available is an important one for growers.
One of the things, too, I think that's important from a toolbox perspective, there are a lot of new technologies coming into the marketplace from our industry, but by removing proven tools like pyrethroids, you put tremendous pressure on those other new tools that resistance could develop a lot quicker with those. So it's important to have multiple modes of action.
This is California Ag Today.